waiting for a train. What a bore. You can keep looking through the newspaper, getting to the Canarsie crime report. You can make gratuitous cell phone calls. Or you can hear a poet. Britain's first Great Western train line has placed a poet on the platform. Her name is Sally Crabtree, and with guitar in hand, she joins us there from a train platform in Barnstable in Western England. Ms. Crabtree, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And tell us a little bit about the platform you're on now.
Well, I think it must be one of the most romantic stations in England, and it's on the end of a branch line in the Devon countryside, and I'm serenading passengers with my poetry, which is a copper tree filled with all sorts of different objects, and I'm inviting people to choose an object off the tree, and whatever they choose inspires a song or a poem.
Can we try?
Certainly. In fact, someone's just this minute chosen a cake, and on the cake are some edible words, and it says, "I'd gather up the stars for you like silver coins to spend on dreams." So I'm going to sing a little song about stars.
Please.
Okay. Oh, you're like the stars to me. The more I look, the more I see. I'm floating in your heaven. I'm drifting in your galaxy. I'd like to step out here with you eternally. Honey, baby, I'm feeling dizzy. Honey, baby, I'm seeing stars. Honey, baby, I'm thinking maybe this whole universe could be ours with the ever-circling stars.
That was just beautiful.
Oh, glad you enjoyed it.
And it certainly beats just overhearing some guy on a cell phone going, "I'm calling from the train station. We'll be a little late."
Have been quite delighted. I think what we've been doing this week on all the platforms is celebrating that idea of trains and journeys and, you know, the excitement that you can get. I know as a writer, I'm inspired by trains. I can't actually drive, so I spend a lot of my time on trains writing and travelling up and down the country with my poetry. So I spend a lot of time on platforms, and I think they're wonderful places.
So you write poetry even when you're not on a train platform, right?
Oh, I do. I mean, my favourite place to write poetry is actually on the train. And I go to the buffet, I'm so excited, you know, to get my cup of tea. And then I settle down. And there's something quite magical about sort of you're going somewhere, but you haven't got to actually move. And for some reason, it gets you into a wonderful headspace. And I think there's quite a history with trains and writers. And I think it must be something about it that, you know, that's inspiring.
Wow. Now, do you go up to people and say, "I want to hear a poem"?
Well, what I've been doing with my poetry, as I say, it's a copper tree, so it's a bit like a sculpture with all these different objects. Some of the objects are things people might have left on the train, like a little handbag or something that a lady might have left. Basically, I think people are quite intrigued by the tree, and they generally come up, and then I invite them to pick an object. And I think a lot of people are perhaps a little bit scared of poetry. But when they see it like this, and they realise that it's, you know, not scary at all, there's an English poet called Dryden, and he said that the chief aim of poetry is to delight. And I think that's what the aim of the game's been, you know, to try and delight people. Yeah. And as you say, you know, shake us out of that kind of mundane boringness that platforms can sometimes be, or that our lives can sometimes be.
Ms. Crabtree, so nice talking to you.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you as well.
Sally Crabtree, a poet, speaking to us from the Barnstable train platform in England. Thank you.